that the Lord may be pleased to help me direct you prayerfully to Psalm 65 and reading verse 11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. And so how true we prove it, don't we? He goes here, and as we look at it spiritually, that thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly, thou settlest the furrows thereof, thou makest it soft with showers, thou blessest the springing thereof. And we do know in the seasons, the time of sowing and the time of reaping. And so we look at it spiritually. Thou crownest the year. And what, as we look around us, it has been a solemn year in the earth, in the world. But still we are favoured to approve the Lord's made his goodness to pass before us. Who amongst us can deny it? He has supplied our need. He has been better to us each than all our fears. And in spite of all our sins, we believe we can say, he has heard our voice. He has sent us answers to our petitions. And he is that same prayer-hearing, answering God that we shall go into the new year. We trust as spared and will still hear and answer prayer. And we shall seek that grace, especially year after year, as we know there's a nearer step to eternity. We shall be mindful of the outer man decaying, but through mercy, the inward man being renewed day by day. It is then that one day we trust we shall be given a crown that we shall put upon his head, if by the grace of God we have been saved with this everlasting salvation. But while you and I sojourn here below in Meshech, in this world of woe, it is ours will be to praise God for his grace, for his unmerited mercy and favour and love of God to your soul and mine. And so he will lead you forth by the right way. There's only one way we can go, and that's in the way of peace through the merits of Jesus. And so he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he alone can crown the year with his goodness. He makes his goodness. He sets before you an open door. He makes those crooked things straight that we touched on in prayer. He has been better to us than all our fears and all our just deserts. We can look back and through the year, we can see how favoured we have been. We may have been cut down. We might have had afflictions. We might have had trials. But the profitability of trials is to draw real prayer out of your heart. And when most we need his helping hand, his friend is always near. In heaven and earth, his command, he waits to answer prayer. And so you see, we read here the blessedness of God's chosen by reason of benefits. Oh, how we have to praise him for his benefits, his blessings, his privileges to us, his faithfulness. Oh, the blessing of the Lord then is the suitability of your soul. We long for his blessing. Oh, that would bless me indeed, that would enlarge my coast, that would show me what I have to do, and every hour my strength in you. It's going. It is going in the strength of the Lord as we continue, realizing he's given you power when you've been ready to faint. He's maintained you in your providences. He's maintain you with grace in your heart. He's caused your soul to be concerned about the welfare of it. He's caused you to come unto Zion. And how you have you not handled, tasted, and felt a little of the goodness of the Lord, which he has revealed to poor sinners in the land of the living. And he says, because I live, shall ye live also. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. They don't crown it with a lot of great show of fireworks, dear friends. Oh, what a state mankind's got into. He must have something to excite his flesh. These things are spiritually discerned. Oh, you may see an attraction in these things, but this is what we want. The suitability for a sinner is Christ and him crucified. And oh, we look at this thing, he crowns the year. Another year, we've just witnessed the Christmas season. Oh, very much abused. But here we see, dear friends, this is a faithful and acceptable saying that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sin. He crowns the year. Still we speak of Christ. Still we read of Christ. Still the old Bible reveals the same blessed truths of how Mary pondered these things in her heart, and how you and I as a believer will ponder the things in your heart, and you'll say, why was I made to hear his voice? Say you, but I haven't heard it. I'm waiting to know. I'm waiting for him to show me the way. I'm waiting for him to speak to my heart. Bless God for having a desire to wait. A desire to wait, a wait upon him, wait for him, tarry his leisure. You won't find him in the city. You won't find him in the movie house. You won't find him, dear friends, in the public house. You might have to go. You might be forced to go one of those places for refreshment. But you won't find him there, dear friends. You'll find him where he says he will be. I dwell with him as a humble and a contrite spirit toward that trembleth at my word. And you will tremble at his word when it's a word of judgment to you and me, or it may be an event which is a judgment in your life. Oh, but bless God, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. Why haven't you been able to look on, even for that measure of health and strength given? And you can say with the hymn we sang, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. And could you put your trust in his name, and thus far it brought you to put you to shame? He never will. If there's been a slight inclination in your heart to come and hear what God shall say unto you, hear what his word says, and as you read it and you look to the Lord to take it and seal it, you want that religion, don't you? You want that religion of God to be given unto you, to have that inspired living faith that looks to the and venturing on him, venturing only, going in the strength of the Lord, making mention of his righteousness and his only. Thou crownest the year. What a year, dear friends. If the Lord will so bless you and me in the coming year, as he has this last year, do we dare deny it? You might not have had everything you wanted to receive. I'm speaking spiritually now. But there's been a desire. Has it gone away? Has it been forgotten? Why do you keep coming then? Well, I believe you come because you have the desire to walk in the fear of God, the desire to be kept by the power of God, the desire to, yet above all, a desire to honour him. Honour him. Because he said, them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be like this too. The sad day we live in, when few seem to attend the solemn feast, or they've got their other interests, which are all perishing with the using. You have interest in things that are perishing with the using. But you see, we're not to be slothful, are we, in business? Not to be slothful in our daily lives, but ever looking for that heavenly wisdom to teach us. To number our days, to apply our hearts unto wisdom, thou crownest the year. I say, what a wonderful God we have to do, and what great cause we have to praise and bless him for his benefits. His benefits, dear friends. And you have to say, oh, bless the Lord my soul, let all within me join, and aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine. Divine favours, dear friends, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world to save your soul and mine. Oh, to have this blessed assurance that you and I are amongst these sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. And so you'll cast your every care and your burden upon the Lord, that he would truly order your footsteps aright, that he would guide you by his counsel. And who counsels like the Lord himself? Counselor. Oh, what a mercy that he does counsel you. He takes his word, drops it into your heart. It's locked up there till he brings it to fruition. A time. A set time to favour you. A set time to encourage you. To still trust him for his faithfulness. And thy paths drop fatness. Oh, what a mercy then when these paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness. When the Lord drops a precious word into your soul, when he says to your soul, I am the way, when he says, come follow me, when he says, look unto me, oh, you're at a mercy, look unto me, all the ends of the earth. And this is the experience often as a believer. He's tried about his standing. He's tried about what he is to do in his life. And what does he say? Come unto me. Bring those hard things unto me. I will hear them. His powers drop fatness. He softens your heart. He makes that blessing to come into your soul. You hear his voice. You seek to follow him. You want to do that that's God honoring and acceptable in his sight in your walk and conduct. And you have to pray, Lord, do make it very plain. I'm a very ignorant and foolish person, and I hate to make a mistake. And I want to do that's according to thy will. And only thou canst make it plain to me. Do remember this, God moves in a mysterious way. You see, sometimes our way is hedged up, and then there seems to be a little ray of hope, a little light shining, and you want the Lord to show you, is this the way? Is this the step that I'm to take? Am I to take up this opportunity, and shall I be blessed in it? Because, Lord, I'm fearful of bringing shame or reproach upon that dear head of thine, upon that dear Saviour Jesus, whom I hope I love for the truth's sake, because thou hast caused me in times past to hear thy voice. I have followed in thy footsteps. I have sought to do that that was acceptable in thy sight. And now, Lord, I know not what to do. You see, you're brought like those that we read of in the scriptures. They were halting between two opinions. Oh, they knew that they were fearful of serving mammon. But they wanted to serve God and do that that was right in his sight. And so if he's the Lord, follow him. And so this blessing, as these paths drop fatness, drop upon the pastures of the wilderness. The doctrine, the drops of the rind, the speaks that distills of the dew. You feel a little dew in hearing the word of the Lord preached, all red servant. And you feel that was good. That has done my soul good to hear the Lord's name be exalted in the midst. And oh, how I do feel, Lord, thee to be with me at all times and keep me from the love of sin. So you see, in it all, this is how you and I will be seeking to serve the Lord. And you know, you've been able to sing that hymn that we sung in the afternoon, that all power is given unto him, and crown him Lord of all. When he stops by the way, and when he says to you, what wilt thou have me to do, Lord, those blind men? And we're sometimes like that in this life's journey, don't we? We know not what to do. And you want the Lord to give you sight. Show me now thy way, Lord. Lead me into and guide me into all truth, and teach me. Because who teacheth like thee, Lord? And so you're brought to those crossroads. Show me what I have to do. Every hour my strength renewed. You see, removing the fear of man that becometh a snare. As for God, his way is perfect, and he will perfect that concerns you. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, his paths. They drop fatness. They drop blessings. Your soul shall be flourished, and your soul shall be truly revived. And you'll flourish and bear fruit in the courts of the Lord as you seek to know and do his will, and you'll praise him for his grace. Oh, what a blessed gift is grace, and all the sufficiency of it, strength made perfect in weakness. You glory in your infirmities. And don't our infirmities, when we think of infirmities, what a great catalogue of things are come under the canopy of infirmities. All those things, dear friends, that you have fears of, you tremble and are fearful. Ah, but you see, these are your infirmities. Jesus speaks and speaks to these. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me more than these? Yes, Lord, I do. But I still, as I am spared here, need that divine guidance and help. Because I want to do that is right and pleasing and acceptable in thyself. So this is how we look, don't we? Looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is now set there at the right hand of God the Father, there to make intercession for you. He's there. He's interceding for you, poor sinner, that needs to know how to pray and for what to pray in your experiences. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to run before the Lord. He says, come follow me. You see, he makes a way for you and me where there seemed to be no way, no hope of a way. But I am the way. Oh, how I've had to look back. I heard news recently of a builder that's just died that was used as a graven to feed me from about 84 till we came out here. Oh, what a blessing, dear friends, it was that the Lord led me to that man. He wasn't altogether honest, but he was with me. But oh, you see, now the Lord, he's gone. And you contemplate, well, there was never any fear of God in his heart. And yet here he is in eternity. I'm still spared, and I hope I've got a greater hope than he had. Satisfied with his life. Seeking to make more and more and more of this world's good. a raven sent to feed me. Why we remember these things and they stick fast in your soul, friends. You see, the paths drop fatness. Our needs were supplied. We were able, dear friends, to receive more than we had hitherto, and our little business that had been struggling. God's goodness. When his people have need, his goodness will find it a way. I say, what a God. What a God we have to go to. What a God that is merciful to you and me. What needs he has supplied through another year. Certainly, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. Oh, may we ever enter into another year, going in the strength of the Lord, ever mindful that he's able to do far more exceeding abundantly for you and me, above all that we can ask or think. Oh, keep close to him, friends. Keep pouring out your heart before him. He is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help. He's omnipresent, I know, but he becomes a very present help, a personal present help, dear friends. You think upon him. You ponder the path of your feet. You want him to make it plain. Lord, give me guidance. Keep me from evil. Keep me from murmuring and complaining with my lot. But give me grace to be content with such things as I have. For he said, you have need of patience. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What's the greatest promise you can I receive? Why, the pardon of our sins. The assurance that we shall have those credentials clear to the heavenly mansions. To know that he is now preparing a place for you and me in heaven. And we'll come again, receive you unto himself. We don't boast about it. God forbid. God forbid. I wouldn't want you to have that impression of oneself that we're boasting about we're saved. It's a hope. We trust we have those things that we can reflect upon whereby the Lord has revealed himself to us. I know how he's crowned those years with his goodness. And his powers have brought fatness. He's opened the windows of heaven. He's poured out a blessing. This is not, dear friends, something imaginary. This is something truly that we've known and felt. He sent answers to prayer. He's made us to pray. He's granted us delivering mercies. We can stand amazed at the wonders God alone has done for us. Oh, truly, we can raise those stones of help between Mizpah and Shen, where the Lord has in his mercy abundantly favoured us with those tokens of his love. Oh, would to God we could live in that sweetness of those spots and places where the paths have brought fatness. It's been here a little and there, a little line upon line, precept upon precept. We have to say, Lord, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence, but my presence. What have you to fear, sinner? My presence shall go with thee. Is that the answer to what you want? My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Yes. The blessed token of the Lord to your soul will teach you and me what to do to number your days. As you look to him, he said, thy paths are not fatness, says the psalmist. He knew where his strength lay. He knew the mercy of a covenant-keeping God. And this God is our God. And he will be our guide unto death. Oh, the love of Christ. And that love of Christ constrains and compels you and me to humbly cast all our care, all our burden upon him. And his promises, he will sustain me. Oh, may the Lord give us access into his holy ear. May he lead us forth by the right way. May we have from time to time those little touches. It's pressing through the crowds. crowds of doubts and fears and unbelief. But oh, when the Lord shines into your heart, you'll know the way to take, because he has said that he will show you now his ways. The appointed time, divine instruction and teaching in the way you and I will go. And do remember this. He's a sovereign protector. And all my times are in his hand, all events in his command, and so are yours. Psalmist said, my times are in his hand. And the psalmist was a sinner. And you and I are sinners, like sinners. But oh, have we found grace in his sight? If I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. He will, as you honour him. And you'll find that sweet surprise at times, that there is a way. And he's leading you in it, and teaching you in it, that he alone is your glorious captain of your salvation. And he has stood the fiery test, and we shall stand through him. We should not have a smooth path through this world and this world. We shall find this is through much tribulation. But as he gives you that grace of patience, tribulation works patience. Patience experience and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. You see, he makes you me to lie down in green pastures, leads you beside the still waters, and restoreth your way. You see, you're like a sheep in a sense. We know the beast is not as the human being, but the similitude is this: the sheep lie down in green pastures, and you're like the green truths of the gospel. And you're like the still waters, dear friends, that the Lord draws from the wells of salvation. How are we to receive this water? Jesus draws it. Jesus applies it. The Holy Spirit then takes the word and seals it upon your soul and applies the word, and ye shall know the truth. Oh, what a precious gospel it is. May it be preserved unto us. May it be made a blessing to you through another year. May we each be given strength to continue. Strength, dear friends, to oneself, to keep talking and speaking as we trust, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Dear deacon, to be given strength to continue in the reading of the services while when we are absent from time to time. It is vital. And oh, may he help others too that are called upon to take part. Oh, we do need the Lord to appear for us in Zion. But he says here, thou crownest the year with thy goodness and thy paths for fatness. This pasture's in the wilderness. It's a wilderness world. But you see, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst, saith the Lord. May he bless and keep us faithful to his word. May we not be left to try to introduce anything that is contrary to the teaching of the word of God. And may that word, his word, be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto our path. May he watch over us each and preserve us. And may he above all bless us with those crumbs from the Master's table, that we might go on our way rejoicing, believing that we've had a visit from the Son of Man, the Son of Righteousness, who has that healing in his wings. May he now forgive all amiss and bless his own word, as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen.